أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم لم ينبأ بما في صحف موسى وإبراهيم الذي وفى ألا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى وأن سعيه سوف يرى ثم يجزاه الجزاء الأوفى وأن إلى ربك المنتهى Sadaqallahul Azim. We're discussing these ayat in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about those that turned away from Allah Rabbul Izzat and they refuse to give anything for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah asked the question, أَمْ لَمْ يُنَبَّأْ بِمَا فِي صُحُفِ مُوسَى. Have they not received the information that was in the scrolls of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa, and also in the suhuf, the sahifa, that was given to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, alladhi waffa, that Ibrahim alayhi salam, that had discharged his responsibilities, fulfilled his responsibilities fully to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the next 18 ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about some of the revelations that Allah had revealed in these sahifas, in these scrolls of Hazrat Ibrahim and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. The first two, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah taziru wa ziratu wizra ukhra, that no bearer of any load will carry the load of another. Here the load will refer to one's sins, one's wrongs and responsibilities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if we remembered that these verses were revealed with regards to Walid ibn Mughira, who had either accepted Islam or was very close on the brinks of accepting Islam, and then a bosom friend of his said to him that if you pay me a sum of money, then I will relieve you of the difficulties or the responsibilities of the day of Qiyamah. So in response to that, and in the very general sense, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is reminding us that no person will take the load of another person, no carrier of any burden will carry the burden of any other person, that all of us, whatever our wrongs are, whatever our responsibilities are, undoubtedly, we will have to face the consequence of it. When we go into our qabr, we are all going to go into our qabr alone. When we stand up on the day of Qiyamah, we will be solely and fully responsible for our wrongs, for our deeds, and answerable to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَلَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى, and a man will receive only that which he had earned. Whatever our earnings be, and here earnings will be insofar as our a'mal, our deeds are concerned. Whatever deeds we do, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, depending on the kind of our ikhlas and sincerity, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will reward us. We cannot do on behalf of another person in the general sense. And here we speak about the general sense, that if we saw that our brother or our father or our son did not perform Fajr Salat, so now we cannot go home and make another two rakats niyat of Fajr and then perform it on their behalf and tell them to go off to sleep. That is not going to be workable insofar as the Shariat is concerned. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has placed these responsibilities upon each and every individual, and hence for us, we will receive the rewards of whatever we have done. However, there is the concept of Isale Sawab, that one person may make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, one person carries out a deed, he gives out sadaqah or charities on behalf of someone else, all that is not being negated in these ayat of the Quran Sharif. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and with regards to his sa'ya, with regards to his efforts and endeavors that he has made in this world, سَوْفَ يُرَى, very soon it will be shown to him. That these amal that we carry out, we say Subhanallah, we say Alhamdulillah, we read salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After we have recited it, we do not even have any evidence that we had read it. If we go out from here and if somebody asks us for the proof of our namaz, or if somebody asks us for the proof of our tasbihat, we won't have any proof, because there is nothing that is tangible in this world. But insofar as the hereafter is concerned, everything will become tangible, everything will have a definite shape, a definite form, a definite weight, and everything will become something that can be seen, concrete and tangible. And hence, on the day of Qiyamah, each person will be able to see his deeds, his actions. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ شَرَّةٍ. Whoever sees, whoever carries out a deed of good, whether it be an atom, then that person will see it. Whoever carries out an atom's equivalence of ill, of evil, then يَرَهُ, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reiterates it, that we will see those deeds, and obviously those deeds will be put onto the pans of the scale. Whatever is good will be put on the side of the good, on the right side. Whatever is evil will be put onto the left side. And in this way, a person will see those deeds. ثُمَّ يُجَزَاهُ الْجَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى. And then obviously, we're not only going to see those amal, we're not only going to see those actions, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then he who shall be recompensed, he shall be compensated, jaza al-awfa, fully, a full recompense. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant the full reward of the good deeds that a person had carried out, and obviously the contrary will also be a reality. Wa anna ila rabbika al-muntaha. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us that certainly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the end of everything. And here it refers to the fact that each one of us will return to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our amal go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even whilst we are in this world, those amal are by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will also have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-muntaha in actual fact means the end. And that is why some of the ulama have stated over here that whatever it is, our minds and our thoughts will eventually reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the objective of man, that we should be having this relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this contact with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when our minds and our hearts turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is a great form of success, that beyond that now a human being cannot excel, but to have a relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.